We are coming to the end of the line of the very warm and dry weather across eastern New York and western New England. Tomorrow is still going to be quite mild for November. However, it is going to be a fairly gray day, and the rain chances will ramp up as the day moves along. And by the end of this week, it is going to feel more like we expect during November. Temperatures will drop, and that means a bit of a chill will be in the air by Friday and Saturday. Right now, though, we're still in this warm weather. It has been unusually warm lately. And as we move into tonight, the weather conditions will be quite comfortable. It'll be dry this evening. Temperatures won't be too chilly, though you will still want to have a jacket if you're heading out. Overnight lows will be largely in the 50s. Keep in mind, that's close to where we expect to be during the day this time of year. So it is going to be a very warm night. We'll see clouds increase, and some patches of fog and drizzle are going to be possible. So we may start with some drizzle and fog tomorrow. It is going to be a mostly cloudy day. It'll still be warm. Temperatures will climb up into the 60s in most areas. And then as we move into especially the afternoon, we are going to see some rain come in. And there's even the chance for a few rumbles of thunder, especially from the capital region on south. We'll have some showers at times tomorrow night. And then on Thursday, things will begin to clear out. Clouds will give way to some sunshine. There's still the chance for some rain on Thursday, especially southeast of the Albany area. And then we'll see the cooler weather arrive on Thursday. Temperatures will be largely in the 50s, and it's going to be seasonably cool on Friday with highs again in the 50s. So we'll get back to some more typical weather for this time of year by week's end. In the tropics today, we have Eta, which is near the northwestern coast of Cuba. Heavy rain from the storm will continue across western Cuba and portions of South Florida. The storm is going to very slowly drift to the north in the coming days, and it could have impacts somewhere along the Gulf Coast sometime over the weekend or early next week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, increasing clouds with some areas of fog and drizzle, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and warm, some afternoon showers, highs in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, increasing clouds with some areas of fog and drizzle, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and warm, some afternoon showers, with highs in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, increasing clouds, some areas of fog and drizzle, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and warm, some afternoon showers, maybe a rumble of thunder, highs in the 60s to around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, increasing clouds, some areas of fog and drizzle, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and warm, some afternoon showers, maybe a thunderstorm, highs in the 60s. Region-wide on Thursday, clouds giving way to some clearing, a chance of showers, especially southeast of Albany, highs in the 50s. And on Friday, partly sunny and seasonably cool, with highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.